This morning is Christ the King Sunday, a day in the church year when we mark the kingship of Jesus Christ. And it is interesting to note that Matthew refers to Jesus as King in this passage. Now, our reading comes near the end of Matthew's Gospel. And for us, it is also the end of the church year. This is the last Sunday in the lectionary year. The church year begins with Advent. And as the temperature cools and the leaves fall and continue to blow around in preparation for winter, we prepare to enter into a season of expectation and light. To quote the band REM, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. But do we feel fine? Should we feel fine? Is everything fine? Are things fine in our neighborhoods? Wednesday was National Housing Awareness Day, a reminder that not everyone in our community is adequately housed. I met a young man on Thursday morning. He came to see me before the soup kitchen started. He can't find a place to stay in Coburg, no apartments for rent. He's going to move on and try his luck elsewhere, but was thankful for the meal. Things aren't fine
in the Sinai Peninsula, which saw a devastating attack as people worshipped. Things aren't fine. Fine is one of those words when things are just humming along. Things aren't great, but things aren't terrible either. And within our own individual lives, I imagine we are all in some way, shape, or form feeling fine. But as we celebrate the kingship of Jesus and prepare to eat this meal, fine is not the words that I would use. Humbled, overjoyed, and thankful come to mind as more appropriate. Our passage from Matthew's Gospel this morning comes with hard truths that we need to contend with, a message of judgment that should make us uneasy, should make us feel anything but fine. In its themes, it stretches back to chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel, where we find the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. And there we read, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Those statements echo forward through Matthew's Gospel. And here today, with a passage on judgment, the question before us is, did we provide mercy? Did we mourn with those who grieve? Did we support the meek? Did we speak up for the oppressed? How pure are our hearts? When was it, Lord, that we saw you? When you did it for the least of these, so you did it for me, comes the reply. When was it that we walked past the homeless? When was it that we opted for safety over lending aid? When was it? The church year ends today on Christ the King Sunday. with a reading that reminds us that God is displeased when the vulnerable are not cared for. Carolyn Lewis writes, "Why is this passage apropos for this Sunday? Because Jesus says to us, if you do not see or experience the reign of Christ in your life, before you cast culpability elsewhere, you better first examine yourself. If you have to ask Jesus, when was it, you are not paying attention. Further, if you have to ask Jesus, when was it, you do not really believe that your actions make a difference for moving Christ's reign to its fullest expression and presence." When was it is not a question that one who is certain in God's sovereignty need ask. When was it is not a question that one who trusts in God's activity in creation needs to ask, even when everything else points to the contrary. Asking the question, when was it, is for those who are looking to justify their behavior, who have fallen away or who use the good news of the gospel to support their own ends and not God's goals. When we care for the vulnerable, we are caring for God. God feels our pain, and God also feels the joy we receive upon restoration to wholeness. We love the Creator by loving all that is within creation. There is no difference between loving God and loving the world. Now you might say that this all sounds like a lot of work. You might say that isn't the hope of Christmas, the season which is soon to be before us, isn't the hope of that time that Jesus comes and says that all will be well? Don't we say that the hope of the world rests on Christ? This is what we are about to anticipate through Advent and to realize at Christmas. However, today, here in this place, we read that the mantle of that burden shifts to us. It falls on our shoulders. When we fail to treat with respect and compassion the least of those among us, then we fail to honor Christ, his teachings, his life, his death, his resurrection. Within this passage, the entirety of the gospel is at stake. Everything Jesus has done, everything he has taught, is brought together at this moment when Matthew names him as king. And the king says, "Thank you. Thank you for giving me food, for giving me drink, for welcoming me, for providing me with clothing, for tending to my needs." Now here's the thing. This passage in Matthew, the sheep and the goats, the righteous and the accursed, they both ask the same thing. They both ask, when was it? If you read the parable, you see that the first section and the second section, they mirror one another with the subtle difference that the second section, they fail to tend to the least of those. But both the sheep and the goats ask, when was it? When was it that I saw you, that I fed you, that I visited you? They both ask that same question. But for the righteous, they paid attention to the teaching, to the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus. They saw the meaning. They understood the message. And they needn't fear the response. My prayer is that when we ask the question, when was it? It is done in moments of reflection, thinking of the good work we have been called to do. Work that Jesus calls us into relationship with him. Thanks be to God.
Amen.